comes to the bar on this fine evening? Oh, it's Johnny. Well, he owns the place. In truth, he has not looked that great of late. It's a quiet night and I'm singing. The church bells have long stopped ringing, but I'm still holding hope that some will come. Oh, how it's lonely when the second hand does run. Don't you look at me that way. I'm trying to express the pain. The gift and opportunity have laid on me. Well, I'll never be a doctor and I'll never cut the cord. I'll just keep on bringing life to these old words. Maybe there's an architect that I can lay my head down next. Till then I guess I'm strumming this guitar. Oh, how it's lonely when you're looking out so far. Don't you look at me that way. I'm trying to express the pain. The gift and opportunity have laid on me. But hey, don't you look at me that way. As if to say I'm second rate. I'm trying to express my pain. How gift and opportunity weighing like a city gate that I don't have the patience to figure out the open clue. But hey, I'm trying to escape.
Was Weighing Like a City Gate from the album America Dreaming by Noah Dirksen, a contemplative folk singer-songwriter from Winnipeg who worked with Juno Award-winning producer Murray Pulver on that record. Noah has toured extensively across North America and has performed at the Winnipeg Folk Festival and the National Arts Centre. I spoke with Noah over Skype. Noah, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How long have you been making music? Did you grow up in a really musical family?
Well, like most kids growing up in suburban Canada, I was forced to take piano lessons when I was about five, and I hated it. I resented every single moment. So when I was 10, my arrangement with my parents was if I picked up the guitar, then I could quit taking piano lessons. So I did that. I played guitar ever since and started writing songs more so in university. But as far as a musical family, I mean, my dad's a lawyer and my mom is a chaplain at an old folks home. So not a lot of musicality going on.
You don't really associate music with lawyers very much.
No, not typically.
Do you have a favorite or an especially beloved guitar?
I travel with two Stonebridge guitars. Stonebridge is a guitar make from the Czech Republic over in Europe, and they come with quite a story. My uncle runs a carpet business in southern Ontario, but he's also a musician and a lover of music, and so he acted as an investor to a friend who was trying to bring over these guitars from Europe and distribute them in North America. And then my uncle got stuck with about 80 of these high-end guitars in his warehouse and without a means to distribute them. And so then I got kind of pretty much gifted these at the friends and family discount of maybe 5% of what their retail value goes for. So these are the two guitars. I have two Stonebridge guitars that I travel with. One is a cedar top and one's a Sitka spruce top.
Is there one album you can think of that was really life-changing for you ever since the first time you heard it?
Yeah. Rose Cousins' Natural Conclusions, she released that, I want to say, in 2017. But I was touring through the West Coast of the States, and had discovered it on Spotify. And I'd been by myself for a couple months, and I was driving through rural Northern California. And from the first note, her voice hits, and in the first song of the album, it just had me captivated. And I think I listened to it 5 times in a row on a 5-hour drive between towns. And that's been my most listened to record of the last few years.
How do you approach your own songwriting? Do your lyrics tend to inspire your music, or is it more often the other way around?
For me, it's a little bit of both, I guess. Yeah, there's no easy way to answer that. Sometimes the lyrics or the idea comes first, and then that dictates where the song goes and the chord progression and in the mood. But then also sometimes I'll like a chord progression or just want the song to go in a specific direction, and then the lyrics kind of follow the mood of the actual, I guess, the melody and then the chord itself. So that's a tough question to answer.
When it comes to the lyrics, do you usually draw from aspects of your own life and those of others that you know, or are you more of a storyteller?
A little bit of both. I would describe my style of music as contemplative folk, in that I'm a contemplative person, and so my songs and the lyrics stem from pretty deep thought process, and so for me, songwriting is an expression of my thoughts or my feelings or my opinions or just different things that I've experienced or observed in the world and has kind of been processed through my brain and then spit out in song. So in many ways, it's just kind of organizing my thoughts. And so sometimes that has to do with my specific experiences or just observing other people's experiences or kind of some iteration thereof or making up a story as we go.
You released your first record in 2015 and your most recent album, America Dreaming, just last October. Is there a theme to the songs in the new collection?
So my first album, it was called Man That I Am, and it kind of covered my experience moving out from Winnipeg to Vancouver when I was 18. And so it was a collection of songs that I'd written in the first 4 years of moving out west. So each album is, I guess, a progression and is a snapshot in time of, as I mentioned before, with my songwriting process and what the kind of the content lyrically of how I process things. And it's a way of organizing my thoughts into song form. It also kind of covers whatever time period I'm going through and what's on my mind mostly in that specific time frame. So this most recent album for me, it's called America Dreaming, and it's about the States. My mom's from Ohio, so I grew up as an American citizen going back and forth to visit her side of the family in the States. And kind of in the last couple of years, I've spent more time living and working and touring in the States. And just realizing how, you know, the States isn't what I once thought it was when I was growing up. I had this idealistic picture of what the U.S. was in this wonderful land of opportunity and freedom. And then since I've grown up, I guess I've just seen a more realistic or just kind of practical lack of accessibility in these opportunity and these freedoms. So the album America Dreaming, this most recent one, kind of encompasses that theme of coming to terms with my own perspective shift as an American citizen.
You have a great official video on YouTube for your song Nothing. Tell me about that song and video.
Yeah, so the song Nothing, I wrote it with a friend in Kamloops by the name of Abby Whale. So she's somebody that I had met while touring through Kamloops. Her family then adopted me into their home, and anytime I would pass through Kamloops, I would stay with them. And then we started singing together. And we wrote Nothing together in, so it's a bit of a love song. And for me, I guess it's the idea started of just those moments in intimacy where you're with someone and you're in isolation and seemingly the rest of the world doesn't matter. All that matters is this specific moment and everything else melts away. So that's what the song's about, and the music video was made by a good friend of mine who I worked with in the past, Farhad Gadiri in Vancouver, a filmmaker doing a lot of really cool stuff. But so he made the video, and it kind of follows a couple in a relationship of them, going through some hard times and also experiencing that moment of bliss that the song is about.
Pull me closer just to warm you. It's never felt so good being used. And here I am just hoping that nothing fills the silence of this room. And oh, I guess that I should warn you that there's another point of view. Your face towards mine, and I'll show you how the world looks back at you. It's true. There's nothing more I want than wanting you. There's nothing more to see than seeing you. There's nothing else that I.
There's nothing.